understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Sheeman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Well, well, well. Nicely done, Chris. Craig Sheeman, Pete Shepherd. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I'm going to ask you to turn it up. Let's go. Oh, just classic.
I love
Same Old City.
Don't ruin it for me with your horrible singing. Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. He can't like this song. What's wrong with this song? He hates harmonica.
Harmonica? Stop.
I make an exception for the song.
The harmonica.
I hate Billy Joel's harmonica.
Oh, God.
This is good harmonica.
Great song.
Once again, your argument crumbles upon itself.
No.
This is worse than your Julio Jones argument.
No, it's not.
This is going to sound awful on the podcast.
Oh, because we don't play music on the podcast. By the way, if you missed any of the show, check it out. Sheeman and Shepherd, the replay, 99.3ESPN.com. It's always there.
We've also gotten back to putting our daily dose up, kind of the highlights of the show, put down to 30, 40 minutes, a little bit more consumable in one sitting.
Just a greatest hits of Craig.
Yeah.
You know, we jokingly...
More like one-hit duds.
You're the Milli Vanilli of our show.
Oh, that's just horrible.
Yeah, who's speaking for you?
We threw a joke, not as a joke, but a week ago, I believe my alma mater, Carmel High School in Carmel, Indiana, got blown out like bad, like 40 to nothing, right?
Yeah, it was not good.
Like, when I was there, we were winning state championships left and right. It was
a lot fewer schools.
Huh?
A lot fewer schools back then.
No, that's not true. So then we said going to the break, oh, we forgot to mention all of our random state of Indiana high school football scores. We've gotten a couple here. Apparently, Carmel bounced back with a 45-44 win over Pike.
Nice defense.
I think we've given up some 75 points in the last 2 weeks. There's no defense at Carmel. And then that's 59-cent Mad Dog 2020 also threw in Center Grove, beat Ben Davis 35-12. Thank you very much. Appreciate all those updates.
Who's Ben Davis?
It's a pretty good football power in the Indianapolis area.
Ben Davis was a great player for the Oakland Raiders back in the day, too.
Is it a pipeline for IU, Craig?
Actually, yeah.
Is it?
Is the school named after him? Did he go there?
No.
Ben Davis.
Ben Davis was a big man.
The big powers in high school football back in my day, Carmel High School, Warren Central, Jeff George, North Central, and Ben Davis. Those are the schools that win the entire – I mean, for the entire state, they come from there. The road to the state championship in Indiana comes through the central Indiana, Indianapolis, Carmel area.
Well, where all the people are.
What, there are no people in Lagodi, Indiana? Where
I don't know what you just said.
It's in the middle of nowhere, and you'll get 10,000 people there for a high school basketball game.
Oh, so it's like Texas high school football, but in Indiana.
Saturday Night Lights.
By the way, Ben Davis, the other Ben Davis, Ben Davis played for Detroit back from 74 through 76.
Yeah, back in the early days.
Mm-hmm. Cornerback.
All right, more important things going on than Central Indiana sports. We've got ourselves a Game 7 in the NBA. We've got a Game 1. Eastern Conference Finals.
Celtics Heat, important on this show.
We also may have... you guys just came from a weekend where the Dolphins and the Patriots played each other. Now your two teams are going at it in the NBA.
Lightning have already knocked off the Bruins and the Red Sox Red Sox and Marlins play tonight.
Ben Davidson I'm talking about, not Ben Davis. So, yeah. Yeah, before everybody starts chiming in. What a big man he was.
All right. We may have a big story in the Big Ten shortly. In fact, I want to replay that soundbite.
Yeah, I'll let you guys get to that.
And again, no Big Ten announcement yet. It's after 5 o'clock.
We're going to play that sound bite.
Did you do your update yet?
No, not yet.
I'm trying to toss it to him. Shut up. No, I didn't mean to say shut up. I did not mean to say
another
shut
bad
up.
Take.
Grief.
Another bad take.
Time now for a SportsCenter rundown.
You shut up.
Here's Chris.
You're a baby.
I'm sorry, Pete. I really am sorry. I don't care.
All right. Bears wide receiver Allen Robinson is requesting a trade.
Loser!
He's upset with how contract negotiations have gone. We're going to get to the college football story here in a second. We got NBA playoff game tonight on 99.3 ESPN at 6 o'clock. Heat, Celtics, Eastern Conference Finals, Game 1 tonight at 9 on ESPN. I think it's on ESPN. Game 7, Clips and Nugs. And tonight, San Francisco Giants, Seattle Mariners game will not be played due to poor air conditions. Air quality conditions.
Yeah. Wait a minute, where's that game supposed to be?
San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Oh, well, there's no air condition there.
Air quality. Yeah, that air, like yeah, the condition air. Of the air.
I thought if they're going to play like in the trop, it's indoors, AC, but this doesn't apply out in San Francisco.
No, I didn't mean condition. I meant the actual.
I know what you meant.
The actual
I was lost.
Quality of the air is so poor.
Especially since I said it 10 minutes ago to him before I go to the City Mariners. Giants game is supposed to
post. Oh, I opened up my ESPN tab and it's Atlanta Falcons stats because I had to put Craig in his place earlier with his Julio Jones take.
Let me project this out again because I did this in Red Alert. God. Julio Jones right now
so wrong.
Is on pace for 144 catches, 2,500 yards receiving, but zero touchdowns and zero wins. Fact.
Mm-hmm. And DeAndre Hopkins is on the same path.
Only he's 1-0. So he's on pace to go 16-0 with zero touchdowns.
He's a winner, and Julio Jones is a loser, and caused me to retire from fantasy football
That's what it is.
Had an exact same season. Lots of yards, lots of catches, no scoring. Had he scored, I would have won the league hands down. Mm-hmm. Not even close.
Meanwhile, today. A little while ago, Florida Atlantic University canceled their football practice today after a significant percentage of the Owls tested positive for COVID. They're supposed to play Saturday, their season opener, at Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern had their own problems. And this just came out just a few minutes ago, too. I don't know if it's going to affect Miami or not, but this is not a good thing where you had the UAB starting quarterback, Alabama Birmingham, is out indefinitely. Testing positive for COVID.
Really? So his first test after the game, he came up positive.
Yep.
That's not going to be good
for
the U.
They played Miami Thursday night. Now, we haven't heard anything about the U yet, except good stuff. I haven't seen anything bad, but you would think that's... Because everybody's getting tested anyway.
Right.
And...
Okay. But that is something worth keeping an eye on.
The Jets, meanwhile, send the immortal Kalen Ballage because Savion Bell is out indefinitely on IR.
What a train wreck.
They have Mims went on the – he's on IR, too. You can run the ball or play wide receiver. Call the Jets.
To everybody asking on the text line, we will have the Celtics Heat game tonight. Our coverage starts at 6.
Sweet.
Chemistry, I don't think I said that the Heat Celtics are at 9. If I did, I apologize. Yeah. The 9 o'clock game is the game 7. Clippers – Nuggets.
And we're not carrying that game?
It was not offered.
That is odd to me.
No. I heard Greeny, not a game seven?
I heard Greeny say it today on his show, and I thought it was a mistake.
No, he said it, and I kind of thought, oh, gosh, did I get that wrong? Are we going to have to mess with the log and move commercials around and stuff? But no.
How do you not offer that game?
Well, so my thought is, and I don't know this for certain, but my thought is – that they weren't guaranteed a game 7 until Sunday night, so they didn't schedule it, versus we kind of knew that the Heat and Celtics were for sure going to play tonight.
That's what happens when the Clippers blow 19-point leads two games in a row. They thought this was over like a week ago.
Well, but this is what happens when you have ESPN Radio and ESPN TV and not Westwood One doing the games. ESPN has run out of broadcasters.
ESPN also, for those of you who are interested in this sort of thing, they're only contracted to run, they can only run a certain number of games. So they're only going to offer what they think to be the best games, which is fine. I get it. I'm sure that they thought that the Clippers were going to trounce the Nuggets and move on, and there would only be one game this evening. Mm-hmm. So I bet that was it.
All right, let's go behind the scenes. Earlier today, Nebraska President Ted Carter was next to a hot mic and hinted strongly that the Big Ten is going to announce that it will play fall football this spring. At least that's what we deduced. Let's take a listen. This soundbite was picked up by KETV. Let's take a listen. We report. You decide. Yes. Or maybe not.
Hold on. They've announced Husker Big Ten football tonight.
Oh, really? I heard that was happening. I didn't. I think there's a lot of anticipation about that. Good for you. Maybe that'll get off your plate.
Well, it never will, but it's a good move in the right direction.
All right, good move in the right direction and announcement tonight. Now, it's 5:17.
Well, it's still the afternoon.
Okay. And some Big Ten areas, Nebraska's still in the central time zone, mm-hmm. still 4 o'clock. All right, I'm down with that.
I know it'll happen. Patient. Do we have to even say it?
6:01.
6:01 or 6:02. And we'll be into the Celtics-Miami pregame show.
Yes.
Because that's a hard out. We got to be out on time. Really out on time.
That's a lot of pressure to ask of me.
I mean, we're pretty good about that.
Yeah.
I might miss it by a few seconds here or there, but I'd say on the whole, I'm above Craig's correct percentage on the show. I mean, I think we hit the number right on about 95% of the time. There are days where I miscount by 30 seconds. I'm not going to lie. It happens.
All right. So, like we said, NBA tonight, the NHL, Tampa Bay Lightning could wrap it up, go to the Stanley Cup final against the Dallas Stars, which won their series last night with an overtime win.
Bruins backup goalie back in the day, and that was a starter for Dallas.
Is the NHL happy about that?
What, a Stars Lightning?
Stars Lightning.
I think it's a lot of good Stars, yeah.
Market, I mean, and the Lightning are a fun team to watch.
Yeah, I think the Lightning are the best team in hockey.
There's
right
no now. Original six, if that's what you're saying. No,
well, I'm
no
just saying, like, for the NHL, right? Who did they want? Did they want Islanders?
No, Islanders weren't even supposed to be there.
They should pat themselves on the
Islanders
back. They
nice
made
seed.
It through COVID.
Yes.
Nobody tested positive. That's we didn't exactly have to shut right. it down. I mean, literally, they had nobody test positive, and they got the Stanley Cup final ready to go.
Yeah.
I don't think you could care less. You care less who's in it. Just
you're
the
getting
fact
the
they
TV
got here.
Numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got good players, really well coached teams on both sides, and it should be. I think the Lightning get it done tonight.
Maybe they'd prefer Vegas, but yeah.
Vegas, baby. I don't know.
I don't know if they prefer.
Well, Dallas is a much larger television market.
Yeah, Dallas market.
Vegas is pretty small, actually.
Dallas has a great hockey fan base.
Vegas is not much bigger than the Southwest Florida market, actually.
Really?
At least for radio. I don't know about TV.
Oh, Pete, I teased something earlier about TV, and I didn't follow it up. Oh. I need to deliver, since you're Mr. TV.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Jimmy Walker and Good Times.
Yes,
in the late 70s, early
80s. Absolutely.
Dynamite!
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. Steph Curry is going to be producing a cartoon version remake of Good Times. Will you be watching?
Who? Steph Curry? A cartoon version?
The basketball player Steph Curry is in the TV production business now, and he is going to produce a cartoon version remake of Good Times. Good Lord, did you people hear that on the radio?
What was that?
It was like the FM station down the hall just blasting
across
music. And or maybe down the hall.
Or somebody has their eardrums left.
I don't know.
Somebody's speaker just blew out.
All right, anyway.
All right,
anyway,
so are you going to watch a cartoon version of Good Times? What's going on? You could see it through the window.
I'll get it. I'll get it.
Officials are wondering what happened.
I'll get it.
Yeah, go tell them to pipe down, because every time we make noise, they tell us to pipe down.
Pipe down.
All right, so you're going to watch a little cartoon, Jimmy Walker?
Is John Amos going to be? Oh, did he pass?
I believe John Amos is no longer with us, sadly.
You know why they got rid of him? Because I think of $400 or $500 a week more that he wanted back in the day.
I thought he was unhappy with the quality of the scripts and bails.
Somewhat that had something to do with it. He would have liked it to have been more. Get the kids more involved because it was really a really well done show. Norman Lear, who did All in the Family, created that show too. It was a combination of that, and he wanted like $400 or $500 more an episode a week, and they said no. And the show was never the same after that. It was great.
Did you guys see the big news on that for the three of us for TV shows?
No.
Go ahead.
The Mandalorian. Season 2, coming back October 30th.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Hold on, this seems new to me.
The trailer came out today.
Oh!
Yes, it did. Or yesterday more. It was this yesterday or today it came out.
Is Baby Yoda, who's not really Baby Yoda, in the trailer?
Yes. Yes.
Is he growing?
Is he
no?
Is he teenage Yoda?
No. It seems to me like season 2 is going to... We're going to figure out what this is.
Well, the timeline.
No. We're going to figure out what the Yoda character, what type of creature he is, what planet he's from, all that.
Now I'm trying to think back. We took the mask off, right? The helmet came off in the last episode, didn't it? Of The Mandalorian.
I gotta go back and rewatch it. To be honest, I mean it's been a year.
He took it off because he was dying. But yes. did he? He didn't die.
He could keep it off only. There was a rule, and it fit the rule where he could take the helmet off and put it back on and not die because of a situation he was in. I forget what it was. I'll be honest with you, but I know it. They set the tone about, because he mentioned it in the first or second episode about why he couldn't take the mask off. And if he did take the mask off, it would only be that this situation would have to occur.
I got to go back and rewatch that.
Yeah.
Especially before season two.
John Amos, not dead.
Okay.
My bad. In fact, he's in the new Coming to America.
I know, well, Lona died.
He's in the new Coming to America.
Oh, good. Well, that's because it's Eddie Murphy's father-in-law.
Well, he owns the, not McDonald's,
yeah,
but
McDowell's.
McDowell's.
Remember Louis Anderson had such a great line. The comedian was behind, you know, kind of chunky guy.
Yeah.
And when Akeem first started working there at Murphy's Gary, he goes, I started on floors. See, now I'm washing lettuce. Soon I'll be on fries. And then the grill. And that's when the big bucks start.
Yeah. That is when the big bucks start. Yeah, I forgot Louis Anderson.
Now
was
I'm
in
washing
that.
Lettuce.
Pretty good.
Oh man, that movie is just classic.
Yep, no doubt about it.
I hope the sequel does it justice, and they don't get corny about it. There's so many great lines in the first one.
Speaking of food, Today is National Cheese Toast Day, which I call grilled cheese sandwich.
No, cheese toast is different than grilled cheese sandwich.
Explain. Yeah.
The cheese is baked inside the bread.
Like on the bread, and you put it in a toaster oven.
Yeah.
And it cooks it like that, like a grilled cheese. You put butter on each side of it, and you put it in the pan.
I've never had cheese on toast. I like to put either peanut butter or butter with jelly.
No, many a time.
What about cream cheese?
I do that on a bagel. I haven't done it on toast.
Never done cream cheese and jelly on toast?
On a toasted bagel I have, but no.
On toast, really?
Nah. Cream cheese is underrated.
Oh, loved cream cheese.
Like love cream cheese.
Flavored cream cheese, like the strawberry cream cheese?
I like regular cream cheese with my own sugar.
I'll do a
jelly.
Strawberry cream cheese, and I'll actually cut slices of strawberry on top of it. Delightful. Well, that's a lot of effort for me. That's a lot of effort.
You've never had cream cheese on a piece of toast?
Have you ever had like chive cream cheese?
Yeah, yes. I love that.
Okay, yeah, like that's what I think of flavor, not strawberry. That's just strawberry and cream cheese.
No, but it's a piece of toast with cream cheese and jelly, anyone you want on that.
Oh, delightful.
That's delicious.
Yeah, delightful.
Today is also National Linguine Day, which I call spaghetti.
It's not.
There's a difference.
Same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It's noodle with sauce.
It's not the same thing. Neither is angel hair.
It's just a thinner noodle, but it's still spaghetti.
And what's linguine? Thicker noodle than...
Thicker.
Yeah.
As opposed to
and
medium size.
Is even thicker.
I had it.
And then pappardelle is
even... If I want to eat like a child, I'll get the elbow.
I did
macaroni.
A pappardelle. A pappardelle?
Yep. Easiest pasta to make. Homemade from scratch.
We made a roast over the week last week. We chopped up all that meat. We put it in with some crushed tomatoes, some garlic, some onion, some mushroom. Oh, made the best beef and noodles I've ever had in my life.
I tell you, my...
The best!
My wife went across the street over here to the Sprouts. It's only been up for a little bit. Came home with, she knows I love dark meat turkey. Love it.
Really?
Love it.
It's a strange thing to really love.
I love it. And I only get it usually once a year on Thanksgiving. I mean, I like the white meat too, but I love the dark. Came home with this awesome, like, for one, on the bone, big chunk of it. It was like turkey M&Ms melting in your mouth. Delicious. A lot of people don't like the dark
meat. Don't give them any ideas. They come up with all these crazy M&M flavors anyway. No.
I still haven't had the brownie ones, M&Ms. I haven't tried one.
Well, now you're intriguing me.
Yeah.
They figured everything out with the peanut butter M&M, though.
Yeah.
It will not get better than that, and I'm fairly confident about that.
Yeah.
Could be right.
Until I try the brownie.
Impressed
M&M
by Pete. Craig is not spot on with his pasta takes. He's way off as usual.
Craig is not.
Someday we are going to do some sort of a blind taste test here.
He'll have no clue.
And I think with certain things
all,
he will
I'm
be able to tell the
I'm not letting you blindfold me and put anything in my mouth. That's not happening.
You can put...
It's a good idea.
You can feed yourself. But starting with your wife's homemade apple pie.
Yes.
And store-bought.
Which I know is spectacular. And I am going to get like three or four different apple pies in here, including, if they still make them, a Hostess apple pie, just to see just to see if you really, really know the difference. I know your wife's is spectacular. I've never had it, but I don't have to. I'm sure it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But still, to watch you sweat a little bit as you're doing a blind taste test. It'll be a glass of water there, so you have...
Speaking of, you've got to be getting pretty close to apple pie season at the Sheeman household, right?
Yes.
I mean, you could probably request one here in the next weekend or so.
You know, I could request one.
Probably.
Here's the thing.
What is it? Not apple pie season. I know apples aren't... I get it. I understand what
you're
saying.
Can't do apple pie in, like, the spring. That's that's a cobbler season.
Well, you need granny apples. I think you need granny apples for a good apple pie.
Craig, what's the apple that you need for a good apple pie?
I will not tell you. That's
you won't even
secret.
Tell me off air, and it's a little upsetting to me.
You can make apple pie. I mean, look, apple pie is apple pie.
There's no point. There's one kind. There's no point. But here's the problem.
I like multiple apples, multiple variations of apples.
I'm now down 55, double nickel. I'm not eating this kind of food right now.
You can have a tiny,
It'll
tiny
throw
slice.
My whole metabolism off.
It will not throw your metabolism off.
I'll be sluggish.
You can have a piece of pie.
I don't think I can.
Off the rails. No.
Yeah, I gotta be all or nothing. I'm extreme.
Yeah.
All right, well,
like
how about
my hot
this?
Takes?
Can your wife make, even like a, remember the table talk ones?
Can she make a strudel?
No, make a small pie for Kristen, a small one. And we'll do a taste test, not knowing which one is hers.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're going to pick it.
Yeah.
If it's as good as you say, which I believe you.
It 100%. Is fantastic.
I'd love to try it one time.
But I'd like to have him.
She would probably make one for you guys.
It's baking season. I walked into Publix today, and I had the overwhelming aroma of cinnamon stick hit me square in the face.
You buy those every year. You
love them.
Great to cook with.
The brooms?
Love them.
They're great to cook with.
Really? You cook with them?
You cook with a broom?
You leave it in for flavor, then you strain it. You don't eat it.
Are we talking about the same thing?
They make little ones.
Okay. They put giant, like, cinnamon things together that you're supposed to put next to the fireplace, and it smells up your home.
Not that.
That's what I'm talking about. You're, like, putting it in soup.
No, they make cinnamon actual sticks.
Cinnamon sticks that you cook with.
Not broomsticks, the actual sticks. Good grief. Go break me off some of the broom from the garage. I want to cook something. Good grief.
Now I'm hungry.
I want some pie.
And I have to talk on the radio for another half hour.
Missy,
there's
make
no
some
food
pie.
In my sight. All right.
If you ever pick, imagine him picking and he picks the hostess apple pie. I don't think you would because that's probably way overly sweet. I haven't had one of those in forever. I don't even know if they still make them, to be honest with you. But remember, these hostesses used to make cherry, blueberry, lemon, and apple.
Mm-mm.
Remember, Craig?
No. I've had the apple.
I've had all of them.
Hostess for me is Twinkies.
Ding dong.
Oh, love it.
Ding dongs are solid.
Oh, or a devil cake.
Ding dongs are.
They still make those?
Ding dongs are Drake's, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. And so with funny bones with the peanut butter in it.
I haven't had
all this. Oh, it's like a yodel, but with peanut butter in it.
Hmm.
Remember yodels?
Get that oatmeal, the oatmeal cream pie.
Yeah.
Oh, delicious.
Wow. Good times.
Oh, man.
If you missed any of this stellar show, you can go down and download Sheeman and Shepherd on demand.
We did talk sports earlier.
We did. Talked a lot, actually.
A lot.
Catch the highlights of Sheeman and Shepherd's Daily Dose. That's the new brief packaged one Chris puts together. It's the best of each show. Cut down to just 30 minutes. Or get the instant replay, the Daily Dose, whatever tickles your fancy with their podcast. And be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Sheeman and Shepherd on demand and the Daily Dose on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Theo Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN, the 99.3 ESPN app. Who is this? I can't tell if this is hard rock or pop. What
Disturbed.
Is it? Oh.
Hard Rock.
Is this new Disturbed or from like last year when they were like hot on the charts?
No, this is not new.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like old, but it's not new.
Right.
Maybe it's old. It's been around.
Okay.
It's been around a while.
I like it.
Cougar Hunter says, I'm making Portuguese chicken stroganoff with white rice. Oh my God, that sounds awesome. Love Portuguese food. Very similar to Italian food. It's delicious. Ugh. Bronze guy in the Cape, you guys haven't lived unless you had a Sky Bar, and I'm pretty sure they're only sold at Cracker Barrel these days. Well, son, let me tell you something.
Sky Bar?
Sky Bar is from Massachusetts because it's part of the Necco family. Necco
from
wafers.
The Habba!
Habba!
When we were there, they would send us cases of Sky Bars and Necco wafers.
Now, Necco wafers is out of business after like 100 years.
Well, yeah, I think they got sold in 2018.
Those were terrible.
Yeah, they did nothing.
I hated them. A lot of people loved them.
Oh, I don't understand.
It's like
why
people love Pixie
nothing.
Sticks. I never liked
after
Pixie
100
sticks.
Years, people realized they sucked. But anyway.
But they were cheap and they were popular anyway. But Sky Bar, yeah. Sky Bar was the one. I bet you've had Sky Bar before.
You've had Sky Bar.
Describe. What's a Sky Bar?
It's like three little lumps of candy stuck together. It's like half the size of a Twix. And one's got, they're all different fillings.
Left
one's
Twix
got
or
vanilla.
Right Twix.
One's got caramel in it. One's got vanilla in it. And one's got fudge.
I've never had them.
They're both making cookies and cream now, by the way. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Twix?
I'm seeing those at
all.
Right,
I'm intrigued.
Like. You haven't had this? Here's what it looks like now.
I'm intrigued.
The wrapper. Want to look at this real quick?
Hold on.
That's what it looks like. Sky Bar.
Never had one.
Okay. I never really love them because they're milk chocolate and they're good.
They sound wonderful.
But they are incredibly sweet.
Oh. You got
really,
be
a, really
you,
sweet.
Listen, some people can't drink with other people, and some people can't hang with the sugar with the Craig.
Well, no, it's not. It's just they are extremely sweet, but they are very good. I grew up with them.
Oh, it's a good idea.
We'd get cases.
It's like
sent
four
to us.
Candies in one.
Yeah.
No, I would shove the whole thing in my pie hole.
You can handle like one. It's
yeah, sure.
Very, very
that
sweet.
That candy bar is made by the same people that made the crappy Necco wafers?
Necco wafers were very popular, Craig.
I know, but they're not even the same family of candies.
Yeah, but that's like saying Nabisco. I'm sure the products of Nabisco, some cookies you like and some you don't like.
No, I like them all.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Name me a cookie I wouldn't like at Nabisco.
The extra chewy ones? They're disgusting.
I like those. Just fine.
They're the red bag.
I would eat those right now. You put them right in front of me. Sans my diet. I'd eat them.
Sans my diet.
No, I prefer the old crunchy Nabisco chocolate chip.
The blue package. Of course, everybody does.
Sure.
That'd be ridiculous.
I can eat the soft ones. I was in on that fad for a while.
Oreos Nabisco, is it not?
Yeah, I love Oreos. Yeah.
Do you like every flavor of Oreo?
You know, I haven't had every flavor.
See, that's the thing. Like, I don't like the mint Oreo.
I don't like the double stuff. I think it's too much.
Oh, you're wrong
you're
on
out
that
of control
one.
On that. Yeah.
No, I think the regular Oreo is just right. We've had this
double stuffed, and then there's now extra stuffed.
Which is too much.
I've never had an extra stuffed.
How about Nutter Butter? Love the Nutter Butters.
They're okay. Yeah,
okay,
they're okay.
They're good. I'll have them.
Sure.
I'll have them. But it's peanut butter.
What else you got?
Teddy Grahams.
Love a good handful of Teddy Grahams.
I like any graham cracker. Just
I love sitting there watching a football game. Just put my hand in the box and eat them all.
Fig Newtons.
I
loved them.
Hate Fig Newtons.
I hate Fig Newtons.
I don't like them as much as when I was a kid. I liked them as a kid.
I hate Fig Newtons, but I love blueberry Newtons.
I like
strawberry
eating
Newtons.
The extremities of the Teddy Graham first.
It's such a tiny little.
I like eating the legs, then I like taking off the head, then I'll eat the bodies.
Do you like take little nibbles and eat his leg?
No,
and his man parts and his arms?
No, what I do is I take them, I go back to back, right? So it's flat side on flat side. So I get the full flavor of that nice, sweet honey glaze that they have on the outside
and you just
of
eat
it.
His magic legs.
Oh, so delicious.
How about, well.
This is a fun little quiz.
And I'm going by Nabisco products here.
Sure.
Premium saltines.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody loved those.
Oh, with a big scoop of peanut butter on top before bed?
Oh, that was
delicious.
If you're sick, that's your first meal.
That's my next question. Your go-to for soup when you're sick and have a
saltines,
cold.
Saltines, baby.
Was it saltines or was it Ritz?
Well, both.
Both for me,
now,
too.
Now, Ritz, if you want to step it up a little bit, put a little spread on it. But the saltine, I'll eat plain with some ginger ale if you're sick.
I'm talking about just crumbling up crackers. Would you rather crumble up Ritz crackers in your soup? Plain.
Saltine. Saltine.
Probably a saltine, but I'm not turning down a Ritz.
Here's the thing. I used to like to crumble my Ritz cracker in, but if I had saltines, I'd like to leave them in whole. And it would sop up. And, you know, the soup gets so hot at first and you're sick. I'd take the cracker, blow on a spoon, and eat it like an oyster. And it was, that flavor as it went down was just
terrible.
But you can't really do that with
absolutely.
A Ritz cracker.
I'm glad you brought that up because the oyster cracker, I think, is one of the most underrated crackers in the cracker family.
I agree, but I don't consider that a sick cracker. That's
like
really
that
chowder.
A seafood chowder or something.
I like it in any soup. Yeah. Any soup, give me oyster crackers.
But I'm saying when we were sick,
Do you have oyster crackers in your house right now? I do not.
I don't.
No, but what I do have at my house, because of the little ones, they make mini saltines.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
really? That are like smaller than a Cheez-It.
What are they, a little
centimeter? They make mini Ritzes,
too. Like, they're the size of like a Cheez-It.
Really?
And yeah. They're fantastic.
I've never seen them. How do they package them?
Like a chip.
In a box and a bag?
It's a box and a bag, yeah.
You grab a handful of them. They're not in a tidy row.
No.
Well, you've seen many. Remember when Kramer comes in, he's like, do you have any mini Ritzes? He's like, I can't believe that I do. How about Nilla wafers? Love those.
How about Nilla wafers?
I could put those down by the dozen.
I can get dirty with some Nilla wafers.
The best is
can't even talk about the stuff I do on air with
you
them.
You use that in a, lemon meringue pie and use that and put a pie crust. Oh, my God.
You put a Nilla wafer in a banana pudding and they were made for one another.
No, I don't like meringue. I don't like meringue. I don't,
why? It's egg whites and sugar.
It's just, yeah.
It's Italian meringue, French meringue, Swiss meringue.
Doesn't do anything for me.
I don't like a lot of it. I can agree, but it's got to be done right.
On the proper pie?
Oh, ginger snaps, another one.
Sure.
Love. Do you like ginger snaps? Love ginger snaps. It basically tastes like a gingerbread cookie.
It tastes like a vanilla wafer, but got some ginger.
More spice in it.
Ginger snap to it.
And Barnum's and animal crackers, that was in the box.
Love those. And why are they crackers? They're really cookies.
They're not crackers.
That's ridiculous to call an animal cracker a cracker. It's a cookie.
I think it was a marketing thing.
They took, speaking of marketing thing, they took the animals out of the cage on the box.
Yes, they did.
They had how they used to be
circus
cage. There
was a tiger, an elephant, a zebra, and a giraffe.
Yeah, they used to be in the traveling circus cage, and they PETA, threw a fit. Yeah. Like PETA does.
PETA throws a lot of fits.
All right, now here's technically a cookie, but it's more of a candy that I still don't really care for because I love s'mores, but I never really liked Malamars. I thought they were gooey. I thought they were rubbery, not gooey, rubbery.
I agree with you on that. I was never a big thing with anything with marshmallow in it as a kid.
I agree with you. I agree with that too.
Yeah,
it's tough to replicate the because what the candy companies try to do is they try to replicate the ooey gooiness of a marshmallow coming out of a campfire.
Right.
You cannot replicate that. That texture has to be warm.
Yeah, probably right. Maybe I should microwave them.
Ooh,
microwave my Malamars.
No, but then it's going to melt everything else.
Melt the chocolate. Yeah. Well, that's okay. Put a couple graham crackers on it and sandwich it.
Throw it in some ice cream.
Isn't it sure. One, a little bit of a lighter take, a cameo, which is a longer cookie with the vanilla in it. Mm. It was okay. They had a chocolate. It was lighter. It almost tasted like vanilla and chocolate sawdust.
They're trying too hard on that one.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm looking at some things.
Gator Nation says, I hate you guys now. You're making me want to quit my diet. Me too, Gator Nation. I don't want to go home and get a bowl of ice cream on the way home, a box of ice cream.
Oh, man. Oreo.
Found out that I could have ice cream delivered, like just through an app.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's the premium minis. I'm looking at them right
now. Does it melt?
Dangerous. No, not too bad. Not too bad.
Well, your wife orders food via delivery now. She doesn't go into a store, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a whole thing in our household.
A whole thing?
Yeah.
Nobody goes
to
the store.
What's the problem?
Because, the shopping online is great, right? Yeah. It's a convenience factor. I understand that more so than a lot of people. Convenience factor goes a long way in my world.
Sure. But?
But she doesn't. My wife has not figured out that you still need to get the essentials.
Yeah.
Bread. Toilet paper has to be on the grocery list, no matter if you're shopping in person or online.
Is
so
she
now,
embarrassed to buy toilet paper via delivery?
I don't know, but now I'm down to the emergency stash of toilet paper that we put in the house because of COVID,
right.
which is wax paper.
Right.
It's tissue paper. There's nothing to it. There's no aloe. There's no multiple plies. It's one
you
thing
double up.
You can see through. Double up. Craig, if I double up, I'm breaking through that and I'm going somewhere I don't want to go.
You got accidental finger breakthrough?
I have to quadruple lap. And at that point, I'm just wasting paper.
Right, right.
I had nothing to it. Just wasting paper.
I'm fascinated. Why will she not order toilet paper
via
delivery?
She just forgets because she's like, okay, I got to get stuff for breakfast. I got to get stuff for dinner on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
There's that. I got to get lunch
some
stuff.
Butt wipe.
I got to get lunch stuff for this. So now Chris is relegated to the crappy toilet paper, and I have to steal wipies from my little kid because I got to have something to actually clean. I can't just be breaking through.
Right, right.
Gosh,
be knuckle deep before you know it.
knuckle deep.
Five six one says Milano's. 561.
Oh, when, Milano's when, are delicious.
When, hold on.
Oh.
When we do an upscale cookie, then that would be the top. We're doing Nabisco.
It's a fantastic cookie,
I'm just teasing.
It's a great cookie, though.
Pepperidge Farms.
Pepperidge Farms makes great cookies.
That
very expensive cookies.
Of the yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Even the little chess ones, those are good.
But Milano's you spend like $8 to get five cookies, and so I usually don't buy them.
There's 15 cookies in a pack. It's a problem.
And they got the little doily things in them that you, I know you don't like.
A lot of doilies
in the way. Nobody likes those. They just get in the way.
I like to be a vacuum and mow through them, and if I'm going to go through $15 worth of cookies and one. Because they only give you six. It's not worth it for me.
Milano's a phenomenal. Oh. What a great cookie. All right, we're late.
5 o'clock in the football season.
Well, it's Tuesday. I mean,
we talk baking season and cookie power rankings. Love it.
I'm starving right now. This guy says, Pete's Kryptonite, you guys kill me. I ran 5 miles and was 15 miles into my bike ride on the stationary bike. I had to stop by 18 because... You guys made me so hungry, I felt like I needed to upchuck. Brought to you by the gym, situated right next to Damon Brisk, Farmer Insurance, Greg.
Hey, stop it. Pop in. Do the pop in.
Always nice to do a sponsor mention. Appreciate that. Coming up, we got What You Got. That's next. Sheba and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN on the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheman and Shepherd.
All right, on this day in history, September 15th, Marco Polo was born.
Marco Polo!
1254, the year. In 1890, Agatha Christie, one of my favorite writers, was born. Oliver Stone, Oliver Stone was born in 1946.
So it's his birthday.
Yeah.
Another great.
Muhammad Ali beat Ali Spinks, or Leon Spinks. Muhammad. I'm done.
Like driving it home strong tonight, huh?
Muhammad Ali beat Leon Spinks 15 rounds on this day in 1970. I actually think that's the first fight I actually watched on TV that I can remember.
Oh, I remember when he. Oh.
We had the NHL lockout started in 2004. Happy birthday, Gaylord Perry, Merlin Olsen, Pete Carroll, and Dan Marino.
Nice.
Happy birthday. Pete Shepard, what you got?
Ed Orgeron says most of his players at LSU have already caught the COVID-19 virus, and he's really hoping they don't catch it again. This is from today. Not all of our players, quote, but most of our players have caught it. I think that hopefully they won't catch it again, and hopefully they're out, not out for games. He said just 2 weeks ago, most of our offensive line was decimated by the coronavirus. Quote, we had everybody on the offensive line except two or three guys and we're out. We couldn't go any team, but we adjusted very well. He says he believes the program has a good handle on the virus, but has told his team everyone needs to stay ready in case someone else goes down.
Everyone get it so we can get it out of the way. That's what he's saying.
And there's going to be no days off, at least in the ALCS and the ALDS. No days off.
Good.
All right, Chris, close it out with your Stone Cold Lock of the Night. Is this going to involve the Heat and Celtics?
It will not, but it will go to the NBA bubble. Give everybody an update. I am 42-27-2. Told you to lay the 6.5 with the Steelers last night. Excellent play by me.
Nice job.
I profited off of it as well.
All right.
No, Craig, we have a Game 7 tonight.
Okay.
And what do we do in Game 7s? We play the under.
The under?
We play the under. It's 208.5. I know these teams score. You get virtually no fast break points in game sevens. Play the under, 208.5 under Nuggets Clippers.
All right, very good. We will have the Heat and Celtics game one of the Eastern Conference Finals as soon as we get off the airwaves. Be back to talk about it tomorrow. So for Chris, for Pete Shepard. I'm Craig Sheeman. What the hell are you two laughing at?
Nothing.
What happened?
No, I'll show you.
Going way too. There you go. Okay.
All right. I'm Craig Sheeman. Double kudos
Celtics
to me.
Celtics in seven.
Good night, everybody in Southwest Florida. Thanks for listening. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.